And welcome back to New Hampshire Today, the weekend edition. Hey, don't forget, you can check me online, jeffchittister.com. That is jeffchittister.com. Yeah, I know, I'm not on social media much anymore. But I am getting more active, just so you know. I've kind of changed my philosophy on social media, so you'll see a lot more happy stories on social media. Also, you can catch out my article every week, Portsmouth Herald, Foster's, Seacoast Online. This week, I talk about some of the things going down in Washington, D.C. We're pleased to have the next guest. Of course, this is actually kind of awesome. Somebody that's kind of been on my radar for a while, and I love it, and you guys love it whenever we have local businesses on, but especially distillers. They love it when we have distillers on. So Wiggly Bridge is right in the heart of our listening area, and it, just in case you're wondering, it's not the name of an alt-folk band, and nor is it the name of a kid whose parents were hippies. It happens to be an awesome distillery right up the road in Maine, and we're pleased to be joined by Amanda Woods. Amanda, how's it going?
Great. How are you?
Outstanding. Thank you very much. So real quick, right off the bat, the thing that put me right on to you is I saw you guys are doing a fundraiser December 6th. I want to talk about that real quick. So you guys do an awful lot of community outreach. So talk a little bit about the December 6th fundraiser.
Yeah, so we're doing it to benefit the York Education Foundation. So they give out grants to teachers who submit projects that are innovative and help the schools that can be in addition to what's supplied in the budget. So we're going on our fourth year on December 6th. We're having the Spirit of Giving at the distillery, 7 to 10. We're going to have live music. We have auction items. We have raffle items, cocktails, of course.
Awesome. So that's good. So we're going to mention that again, especially during the last segment. We're going to talk about the spirit of Thanksgiving. So let's talk about Wiggly Bridge. So I kind of joked a little bit about the name, but there's actually an interesting history about its name.
Yes. So it's an actual bridge in the town of York, Maine, and it's surprisingly the world's smallest pedestrian suspension bridge. So it's a little green bridge right in York. And the name, funny enough, my father-in-law, who founded it with my husband, decided to name it Wiggly Bridge because he used to go drinking there when he was in high school. And you could go do a lot of things with it, put a wiggle in your walk, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Outstanding. I love it when people think about the name an awful lot. So your husband and your father-in-law wake up one morning and say, hey, you know what would be an awesome idea? Let's go ahead and create a distillery. How did that come about?
Pretty much that's how it happened. It was a family dinner, and my husband said, I want to make my own whiskey. And here nice. We are, over 7 years later, all award-winning products. And yeah, it's been quite the journey.
Well, so let's talk a little bit about some of the products you have. And one of the interesting things, when I asked you to come on, you gave me a little synopsis of what you guys do. And I love this phrase. John and I love this phrase, grain to glass. Explain that, because we all hear farm to table, which is just awesome in the Seacoast area. But explain grain to glass.
So we make our products from the start. So our bourbon is made up of corn, rye, and malted barley. So we start that right from cooking the corn, rye, and malted barley. So right from the raw ingredients right until your glass is what is made at our facility.
And so, and there's a bunch of different brands here, but you said something interesting offline that you have your father-in-law and your husband deciding to create this business, and they've pretty much got to do everything themselves. In fact, your husband, who is not a welder by trade, actually had to learn how to weld. How did he do that?
So he learned how to weld off of YouTube. So we have made all of our stills ourselves. And I say we, but I really mean them. And it's just been crazy. All of the products that come out of there are award-winning, and it's just so funny that they started learning off of YouTube. But it gives us an edge, actually, because
sure.
There's a lot more product we don't have to sell to break even because we're doing everything ourselves.
Absolutely. I mean, plus it's fun when you know that everything you're looking at pretty much around you is something that you did with your own hands. John, do you weld?
No. And I would never try it.
But hey, if you did, go to YouTube.
That's
or just call Amanda's husband and maybe he'll give you some tips. So let's talk a little bit about your products. So what was the first product that Wiggly Bridge did?
So we started with our white whiskey and small barrel bourbon. So the white whiskey doesn't really have to be aged, but to be classified as a whiskey, it does have to touch the inside of a barrel really quickly. So we put that right off on the shelf. Then we had our small barrel bourbon. And that was aged, I think, about 6 months. And we got rave reviews. And for a six-month bourbon, it was really young.
Nice.
So we've just continued on with that, and it's only gotten better.
What's funny, we're going to talk about some of the other products with Amanda as well. And the interesting thing is you can catch them online to WigglyBridgeDistillery.com, WigglyBridgeDistillery.com. Real easy if you just use your favorite search engine, too. You don't have to put the .com in. Just put Wiggly Bridge. And most likely, you're going to hit the distillery's website. But then we didn't stop at white whiskey or bourbon. We kind of moved on a little bit. And there's a couple of things that I found fascinating. So you've got rum.
Yep.
And what kind of rums do you have? Do you just have the one type or a couple different?
We have two, and they're Caribbean-style rums made with molasses. We have a white rum and then a barrel-aged rum. So the barrel-aged rum is just aged in a bourbon barrel.
And so when you think about each one of those ingredients, what's different about creating rum than it would be like a whiskey?
So they ferment molasses instead of like the grain of corn, rye, or barley.
And so you guys use molasses.
We do.
Some of the bigger companies out there don't use something completely different than molasses.
Yeah, I have no idea what they do, but it's probably not as good.
It isn't. And once again, keeping that whole philosophy of looking at, you know, grained glass as well as a bottle. So vodka. So
yep.
Let's talk about the vodka. So we start out, I want to create a distillery, these two guys, and then they say all we want is whiskey and bourbon.
Yep.
And then they come to you because you're kind of like the brand ambassador here.
Yep.
And they say, okay, now we want to make vodka. So why? I mean, because every time you add a different brand in there, you run the risk of, you know, depleting, you know, the quality that you try to establish. And also you're walking into an area they not have been before. How do they make sure that they're keeping high standards and quality?
So we're small batch, so that's an advantage for us. Because we make small batches, we are very particular on the quality that comes out. And especially my father-in-law, he has a very high standard. And if it is not good, if he does not enjoy it, it will not go on the shelf.
You throw it away?
He probably redistills it.
Oh, okay.
But you'd have to ask
him. We may want to hang out at the distillery.
So a lot of our products, so we have the bourbon and the white whiskey, and then we have our gin, which is actually made from our white whiskey base. So a lot of our recipe is included in a lot of our products. Small batches, and they're constantly testing and tasting.
Outstanding. And then I do want to talk, before we talk about the facility and some of the neat things you guys do up there. So we had this conversation offline. So John knows the beverage I prefer the most is tequila. Mm-hmm. And so you guys offer agave. Right. Now, there's a reason why you can't call it tequila, though.
Yeah, because it's not made in Mexico. Kind of like the whole champagne thing. If it's not made in France, it's the same thing.
But once again, you have three types of agave.
Yep.
And is there anything different that you have to think about when you get ready to do a product like agave? Because it's agave is much more delicate. Delicate probably the only word I got right now, than like a grain.
Yeah, so I would have to get the specifics from the guys on this, but I know that the fermentation period is much, much longer for agave. And the agave syrup that we get from Mexico is expensive. So we did a test batch a while ago just to see if it was going to be worth it. And it was outstanding.
Once again, if you want to find out more, and you certainly want to visit, because we're going to give you some things that they do up there that you want to visit them for, other than just the product they offer, it's WigglyBridgeDistillery.com, WigglyBridgeDistillery.com. So you're not just making alcohol up there. There's actually quite a little bit of a community that you've created up there. So the fun thing I found fascinating on your calendar, you guys do things on the weekends.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we do live music every Saturday, 5 to 7. We have local artists who come in every Saturday. We rotate them. It's been super popular. We also do tours even during the week on the weekend. We have this really awesome Distiller for a Day program,
that
only a few times a year. It was recognized on Fodors.com, and we were on a list with, like, Jameson with Bombay Sapphire as one of, like, the experiences to do in the distilling world.
So get this, folks. So we're talking Distiller for a Day. It's very rare. I know what you're thinking. I don't want to do Christmas shopping this year. I have no clue what to get that person in my life. And that would be an awesome gift.
Yes.
That would be so cool. Like, imagine that if you got that, John.
It's so cool.
Different.
Yeah.
It's excellent. So that's really kind of neat. You also teach people how to mix drinks, too.
Yeah, we do cocktail classes. We try and do monthly cocktail classes. So we like to say you shake and stir your way into cocktail bliss.
Excellent. So do you do like bachelorette parties? I mean, that's
yeah,
like
we
a
get
really
a lot
neat
of those.
Bachelorette party would be. That would be a great little event to do and stuff like that.
Yeah, we definitely do.
So once again, we do want to, before we do certainly talk about outreach, you made some drinks for us.
Yep.
And so what's the first drink you made for us?
So we did one of my father-in-law's favorites is the Old Fashioned.
Right. And this recipe's up online, guys.
Yep. Hmm. So it's made with our bourbon. Our small barrel bourbon is 86 proof, and it's just delicious.
It's wonderful.
It made the difference. it's gonna be a long show. And then the second one you made for us was kind of just special that you made just for us. What's this one?
So we have a mule at the distillery,
nice.
And we just came out with it's called the Yuletide Mule, and so it's a cranberry mule pretty much. And this one has vodka and the white whiskey in it. But you can't even taste them.
You can't.
It's dangerous.
It is dangerous. I'm glad you said that. That is really dangerous.
It's
so
very
again,
good.
If the conversation takes a right turn or a left turn, depending on your political perspective, on Thanksgiving.
Make a big batch of this.
You may want to have a couple of these batches ready. You'll either just go into a room by yourself, but certainly you want to make sure you enjoy it. Those are both really good. We'll put the recipes up online. We're going to run out on this segment, so we're actually – the last segment is to talk about Thanksgiving and things that people do in the outreach in the community. So we'll let each one of the guests talk about some of the things that they did to get ready for this and some of the things that their company does year-round as well. But if you want to find out more, you can go to WigglyBridgeDistillery.com, WigglyBridgeDistillery.com. There's some videos up there. All their products are up there. And you guys are located where?
In York, Maine.
Just York, Maine. And there's a lot of good stuff up in York, Maine, isn't
Absolutely,
there?
Absolutely, yeah.
There's the bakery that we
the
like.
Bakery?
We should have them on sometime.
Yeah, I
imagine bringing them in. And,
some good brewers.
But it's not that far away, too. So
yeah.
It's easy for people in the Seacoast area. And, of course, our listening area is Dab, Kittery, and 40 miles either way is pretty much our listening area. And so it's just another thing that people can do to get out and enjoy it. So hours for tours?
We do tours during the week at 12 and 3. And then on the weekends, it's the Founders Tour. So that's with my father-in-law at 12.
Oh, nice. Is that the one we should really go to?
Yeah.
He
brings if you want to know a lot and get really into it, he's your guy.
Outstanding. So what we're going to do right now, guys, we're going to take a break. We're going to bring Amanda and we're going to bring John back, talk a little bit more about some of the things that we can do to make Thanksgiving that much more Thanksgiving. And we'll take a break and we'll be right back on New Hampshire Today, the Weekend Edition with Jeff Chittister.